Broadway's highest honors, the Tony Awards, are tonight. Actors, writers, directors, designers, they'll all be in the spotlight. But many others who are essential to Broadway aren't even considered for awards. Every year, reporter Jeff London highlights some of these vital workers. This year is theater production photographers.
Theater is, by its nature, evanescent. Every performance is different based on the chemistry of the cast and the audience. So the challenge for production photographers is to capture that essence of live performance for generations to come.
Anybody can, like, set up a tripod and click a button.
Mark J. Franklin took photos of last year's Tony winner, A Strange Loop, and this year's Tony-nominated show, Some Like It Hot.
There is this electric, ephemeral thing that happens in a room, depending on who is in that room, both on stage and off, and that affects your performance, that affects the energy that the audience feels. And so when I take photos, I really try to capture that.
Franklin opens his laptop and displays an array of photos. Sometimes he takes pictures at dress rehearsals, sometimes at special photo calls, which is where he got a striking shot featuring dancers from Some Like It Hot jumping in midair.
This was a tough shot to get, because you have to make sure that everybody is all in unison. You have to make sure that everybody's looking at you. For me, really captures the spirit of musical theater and this energy that only musical theater can give you in a still image, which is always the challenge.
Joan Marcus has been capturing this spirit on Broadway since the late 1980s.
I like what I do, essentially. It's kind of fun to work on a big hit. You know, that, like, something that runs forever and ever.
If you've seen iconic images from The Lion King or Wicked, Joan Marcus took them. She says she's been production photographer for about 1,000 shows on and off Broadway and received a special Tony honor for her body of work. When Marcus began, it was the age of film and dark rooms when most production photos were in black and white. Now it's all digital.
Oh, are you on that
one? Yeah.
How's that?
Earlier this year, the cast and crew of the Thanksgiving play have gathered at the Helen Hayes Theater for their final dress rehearsal. A big tech table with computer monitors is in the middle of the house, and Joan Marcus is setting up.
We probably should get another ladder, but you know what?
After the play starts, she goes back and forth across the rows of seats and up and down the aisles to capture intimate moments and bigger stage pictures. Marcus takes thousands of photos, which she prunes down for the producers and press team.
300, 400. And then they whittle it down.
Sometimes her favorite shots fall by the wayside because of the needs of the production.
They have to market a show. You know, it's not just recording what the show is. It's like, what's going to sell the show to? So it's not totally pure aesthetic.
When Joan Marcus started, production photos were the only representation of Broadway shows, but with Instagram and theater websites, there are lots of opportunities to display backstage shots. That's one of Jenny Anderson's specialties. We meet on the rooftop of the St. James Theater on New York, New York's opening night.
It's about 80% of my gigs are Broadway and theater, which is lovely because I feel like I'm fully a part of the community. And so now, as a freelancer, I get hired by producers and publicists of shows to do opening nights, backstage, behind the scenes, anything, really. I shoot a lot of opening nights.
Anderson's first task is to take portraits of the cast.
All right, ladies, let's do solos real quick. Hello, dream girl.
Then she goes to the stage to take shots of the legacy robe ceremony. The entire cast gathers, and a member of the ensemble who's been in the most shows inherits the robe until the next musical opens on Broadway.
Pleasure to present the legacy robe for New York, New York to Kevin Lee.
Finally, Anderson goes backstage, capturing the cast as it's getting dressed and waiting to go on, in candid black and white shots.
5 minutes, everyone. This is your 5 minutes.
5 minutes! That's a hilarious joke.
After the curtain rises, Anderson steps outside the stage door to reflect.
It's kind of crazy and wild and a little frustrating sometimes to make sure you get the right photos of the right people and everyone's happy and all that, but I love it so much, and I pinch myself every day that I am anywhere near Broadway, much less an active member.
Jetty Anderson calls Tony season her Super Bowl. For NPR News, I'm Jeff London in New York.